This is Casey Moon, your podcast host for The Lash Coven. What the fucking fuck, you guys? What the fuck? How Mercury has your retrograde been over the last month? Oh my god. Like, mine has been horrendous. But I want to share the gold in all of the horrendous shit that has happened to me over the last month, because there are blessings in the shit. So first of all, I'm sure you can hear Frozen 2 blasting in the background, but that's real life. I'm a mother and I'm at home with my child, so that's just the way it's going to be. If I waited for the perfect time to do anything, then I would never have anything that I want. Because there is never a perfect time. You just have to start where you're at with what you have and make it happen. Which brings me to some of the gold in my Mercury retrograde. Now, I know for a lot of people that they find all of the planetary talk very cliche or not true or not real. But for those of you that know the truth, know it's very real, know the planets do have this profound impact on us. Yes, we're co-creators, we're manifestors, but there's certain things you can't escape, like, I don't know, God. So my Mercury retrograde started off with my cat. His name is Luna. He's white, he's beautiful, he's amazing. Getting attacked, well, no, let me go back, because there's more to it. It actually started off with my car malfunctioning being funny that morning. And then I had a lot of lash appointments that day, and I was taking appointments outside of my normal business hours while my daughter would be at school. So for those abnormal business hours, I was taking my daughter to preschool. You know, just in it. I had a bad feeling, like I knew it was the start of something, but I pushed forward anyway. So I take my daughter to preschool, and preschool is canceled. Thanks for letting me know, but no one let me know. So I take my daughter to my business, give her my phone, put her on YouTube, and mind you, in the building I rent from, we're not allowed to bring our children to work with us. So it was already stressful and there was a lot of pressure. My first client comes and I keep my door closed because, you know, I don't want anyone to see my daughter, which then affects the humidity and affects my glue. And I only have a certain amount of time to get the lashes on. These are fans that I'm hand making. So it's just not going well. So she ends up leaving. My second client comes. Working with my second client, and she just can't stop having these horrifying coughing fits. So we have to get up and go outside. We have to have her sit up in a chair where I am then standing and working over her, which if you've ever tried to do lashes while you're standing up and leaning over a chair, it's not that easy. Third client comes, and I'm aware there's a snowstorm coming. I don't know how bad it is. I don't know what's going on. But she comes and she's not really in a state to do lashes. Because, you know, for people to be able to relax and to lay down that long, they really have to be in a state of ready to relax. And so she was not. And instead, we just laid on the floor. We listened to some meditations. You know. And I just stayed with her for a while. Long enough that when I drove home, it was a total whiteout. Took me 2 hours to get home, which was, you know, 15 minutes away. And I was just happy I made it home. I didn't know the cat was outside or, you know, I don't know exactly how the cat got hurt. But the following day, and this is when the dominoes begin to start crumbling down, right? The following day, my cat, you know, we're looking for him. We find him outside. He's hurt. He's attacked by a coyote. There's a big bite on his neck. He's within minutes of his life. my husband takes him to the vet with my kids and I go to work. I'm so distraught about this cat. This cat is so important to me. It came in my life at this very vulnerable, scary time where I just needed something around me that just showed unconditional love, you know? And so I'm realizing as this cat is hurt how emotionally dependent I am on this cat and how important he is to me. So the vet, I'm thinking they're going to put the cat to sleep because he's really within minutes of his life. But apparently because he can stand up, they're going to try to help him and all of that. Which ensues a weekend of just me crying all weekend because I go to visit the cat. The cat's convulsing. He's not really recovering, and it's just devastating, right? So as I'm talking to the vet,
this is Casey Moon.
So as I'm talking to the vet over the weekend and asking questions about the cat, he makes a comment about how he almost quit a few years ago because of people like me. And I'm just kind of like, whoa, what the hell does that mean, right? And he goes and gets me this pamphlet that he wrote, which is really actually profound. It was called Death as a Holistic Healing Episode, and about how our animals are really these divine, unconditional expressions of love from God. And they don't have the same thoughts as humans, or, you know, they're not struggling to let go. They're just these unconditional acts of love. And about how sometimes the pet will stick around and not die even when it needs to because it's more concerned about its owner than itself. It's like animals are very selfless. So then I'm thinking, okay, I'm being selfish. I need to let this cat go. You know, there's all these lessons in this for me, so I need to let the cat go. So I let the vet know that I'll come back the next day. We'll put him to sleep. All of this stuff, do this whole death ceremony with my cat. And, you know, I go home, I cry, I'm really upset, go to work the next day, call the vet before work, and he says, no, actually, I think Luna can go home. And I'm like, what? What are you? Okay. You know, which honestly made my whole world. I felt so relieved and so at peace and happy that he could come home and recover. But his recovery was like so intense. It was like we couldn't have anything startle him or scare him or he would just die. His heart had a serious trauma from the coyote shaking him, you know, so violently. And I had to nurse the cat back to health, and it was like little steps him and I made every day of like me pushing him from just, you know, laying on his side being lifeless to starting to drink water out of a syringe to starting to eat a little bit to taking a few steps to now here he is at the end of Mercury retrograde living his life again. And so that lesson for me, the biggest thing I learned was to believe in miracles and to believe that there is this profound, unconditional, divine love and support out for me in the world. And it's always trying to show itself to me. If I'm willing to look at it, especially when I'm scared, especially when I'm afraid of what's going to happen, you know, it's there. The next beautiful Mercury retrograde bullshit that happens to me is I get my first really awful client. And this client presented red flags right off the bat. And I've always told anybody in business that I know or business that I share that people will present red flags to you right off the bat and you have to cut them right off the bat because there'll be a problem from the get-go and you'll regret it. These are the people that leave bad Yelp reviews, that leave bad Facebook reviews, that are looking for a problem because they have a problem that has nothing to do with you, but they want to take it out on you. They're like looking for people to validate their problems. And I ignored my own advice. I took this problem client. It was awful. I knew in the middle of the work she was going to complain the next day that she was going to have a problem, that it was going to continue to be a problem. And it was a real sit-down moment for me, as in, like, one, I don't take my advice. Two, why did I take this person knowing they were going to be a problem? Well, one, I'm super optimistic. So I'm always like, well, maybe I like to give people a chance. You know, maybe they're just having a bad day. No, I should have never ignored my intuition. I should have always honored my intuition, and I wouldn't be in the circumstances with a problem client making my life a living hell. You know, I've learned many lessons along the way about ignoring my own intuition, whether it be in business with other women. I've learned a lot of rough lessons that way. The expectations that people are going to be as good as I am, that's just not true. I think ignoring our intuition is one of the biggest ways that we totally fuck ourselves completely. And then later we regret it. And it's like, didn't you get this the last time? Didn't you, you know, you have to honor yourself and your truth and your intuition. It's really a superpower. And I think, you know, everyone has an intuition, but some of us are more developed than others. And some of us are naturally more developed, or some of us have done work to be that developed. And so if that's a superpower you have, then you have to use it for at least for your own good in a way that protects you and serves you. So right after this problem client, right, I'm kicking myself. I'm mad at myself. Like, why did I do this to myself? I'm just, you know, I'm in it. I'm in it between the cat, the problem client, the disasters. I have ordered this fabulous glue from Cami Nugent. I hope I said that right. I probably didn't. And it was stuck. It was stuck in a UPS office for some reason, which I should have known was a trap, right? Because why would it be stuck there? About 40 minutes from my work. So I drive up there to get it. My car starts overheating to where it looks like it's smoking. It breaks down. My husband comes and rescues me. I still go get the glue. I still go to work because I'm not paying attention to the signs, right? I'm just pushing myself. Like, when you know you're losing, you have to sit down for a minute. You know, when you know that there's something going on that's bigger than you and you keep pushing yourself through it, something really bad is going to happen. And unfortunately, I'm more of a catch God on the shout than the whisper kind of person. For whatever reason, I'm pretty stubborn, if I'm being really, really honest. Like, I'm very stubborn, which serves me in so many ways, really. And then sometimes it doesn't. So my car breaks down. The mechanic goes and gets it. He's fixing it. Blah, blah. And I'm still working, still pushing. I get so sick. I have never been this sick. And honestly, it started with the problem client. I came home, I energetically felt like I got hit by a fucking bus, like there was slime all over me, like someone just blew up all their negative, nasty shit all over me. I can't seem to recover. And so I get super, super sick. No one else in my house gets sick, but I do. And it's very sinus. It's very, like, all around my head, kind of crazy. And normally I recover within a day or two. I rarely get sick. No way. This had me down and out. I mean, like, down in a way I have never been down. And so I'm canceling all my work appointments, which is really hard for me, because my business pays my bills. My business helps take care of my children. And then there's also that, like, losing momentum when you're working and letting clients down and pissing people off, you know? In the midst of all of this, clients are rescheduling, also canceling, losing family members. Just, there's so much intensity going on. So I decide, because I have my car back, right? I decide that I'm going to drive 2 hours away to the effigy mounds, which is Indian burial mounds. They're shaped like animals. The energy is profound if you connect in that type of way to the earth and your ancestors. It's incredibly profound. It's one of my favorite places in the world. And I decide, you know, I need this break. I need this time. I need to get away from here. I need to connect, and I need to be in a place like the mounds right now because my energy is so fucking whacked. So I drive up there with my family. All of that, we climb the mound. It's kind of a steep climb. We are leaving and coming home, and I'm not kidding. I could feel it coming. Something was coming, something hardcore. And then boom, my car just blows up and overheats on the interstate. We make it to the off-ramp and we're just stranded, you know, hours from home. Thank God my friend's husband comes and gets us and drives us all the way home. And at this point, I am so sick. I am carless. It's just so bad, you know, it's so like, what the fuck? And I'm asking myself, how did I get to this place? You know, I feel like I make all the right decisions. I work so hard. How did I get to this place? Well, here's how I got to this place. I wasn't listening to my body when it was telling me to slow down for months. I have been telling myself, I have to get back into my yoga practice. I used to have a daily yoga practice for myself that was non-negotiable. And I had it very strongly for 3 years. I had a daily sun point energy practice that was non-negotiable for over 5 years. You know, I was very careful about what I was eating, not because of my weight, but because of my own self-care. Like, that was so important to me. How I feel is so important to me. And all of those things, I had fell off. Since September, I had fell off. As soon as I opened Lash Candy, all of those things fell away because I was so consumed with that process of opening a new business and opening an in-person business versus an online business. They're very different animals. And so it was a whole new movement that I've never done, having an in-person business. But I could hear myself. I could hear my body saying, you have to slow down. You have to take care of yourself. Something is going to happen. You can't just keep going and going and going. And then, you know, eating crappy food because it's too late at night when you get off work. And I just kept ignoring it. I just kept saying, I'll make the time in this time when I'm not busy doing my work, or I'll make the time in this time and not doing it. So guess what? I got so damn sick. The car thing was like me going, just like my business. I'm always going. I got to get up and drive all the way in town, which is like 15 freaking minutes to get coffee, right? To get fucking coffee and then drive all the way home and then drive all the way back to take my daughter to preschool and then drive all the way home again and then go all the way back for work. It's just bananas, right? I was just running myself into the ground. So what am I avoiding? What is going on? Because being busy all the time can be a response to trauma, can be a response to not wanting to be at home with yourself, within yourself. Being busy can be a way of avoidance, of self-avoidance. And I'm not going to lie, there's probably a lot of that mixed in there. But I also get really, I have a really one-track mind sometimes when it comes to working on projects. So once the car broke, right, I think Monday morning, what is it? Wednesday? Monday morning, I decided to just listen to my body, listen to the templates in my heart of like, what is it that I actually need now? What is best for me right now? What is this teaching me, and what is this trying to tell me? And what I was getting was that I needed a juicer because half of mine got thrown out when we moved. I needed fresh juice, which I know is so, so good for me. I juiced for months before I got pregnant with my daughter, and it was amazing. And it wasn't intentional. It wasn't about my weight. It wasn't how I looked. It was this very aligned, intuitive, this is what my body wants for me right now, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So I got the juicer Monday night, loads of celery, oranges, ginger, everything I need. And it's what my body was saying would help me overcome this sickness that I have. So I get all the stuff. I get the juicer. I get some other things that are intuitively what my heart is telling me my body needs. I'm listening to my body. I'm intuitive eating. Then I am taking a bath outside. Taking a bath outside is so important to me. It's something I manifested. It's something I dreamt of for a long time, was having a house out in the country with a place I could take a bath outside in nature. And it's important to me because, one, nature will automatically help remove things from your energy field that are toxic to you. But nature is also supportive. It has codes. It's speaking to your energy system. And nature only heals. So, not to mention, adding salt with that water is wow. It is everything. If I don't have a salt bath every day, my mental and emotional spiritual health decline instantly. It's like I'm such a psychic person that the debris that I'm picking up and processing are so like spongy and heavy that I have to have that salt, that like oceany type of salt to clear it off of my field. So in that outdoor salt bath, I was having this profound coming home to myself and realization that I haven't been at home to enjoy my life, to enjoy the dreams that I've made happen, to enjoy being with my little girl, which was just, I mean, she's such a profound blessing. She was my 7th pregnancy out of so many losses. And it was really reminding me of all of these very divine periods of profound support in my life, even when I couldn't see the blessing coming, you know? Like, even in moments like this profoundly shitty fucking Mercury retrograde, there was blessings coming that I could have never, ever fathomed. You know, having her, I could have never fathomed the way my life went when I found out I was pregnant with her and all the blessings that were coming for me. And the teaching from her of being open to miracles happening and being open to divine mother support, and that it's really there for you. But you have to come home to yourself to see it, to be it, and to know it. And so I haven't been at home with myself or my divine nature. I mean, I'm in my divine nature at work, but it's not the same as being in my divine nature for myself in my home space and being at home with myself. And so that was the most profound lesson for me, was the importance of coming home to myself, the importance of not being so busy all the time, and really acknowledging that divine truth and power that's always around me. And I think sometimes Mercury mishaps or grief or sudden losses of money or people or things like that, they're meant to bring you closer to the divine. And so that is my what the fuck Mercury retrograde what the fuck for now. Thank you for listening to Casey Moon at The Lash Coven. I hope you continue to come and listen and get divine, spiritual, potty mouth, inspira-fucking-ration around life and understanding that it's okay to be who you are and express who you are and to own who you are and share your truth in a way that you're not editing yourself to make other people feel comfortable. And that's really important to me, and I hope becomes important to you, that you're not making yourself small to make other people feel comfortable. People are not going to just automatically make room for you, so you have to take up the room that you need. And with all of that said, I love you. Have a great night. Thank you for listening to my first podcast at the Lash Coven.